Mayfair, the 2024 Cameron and Bordages's Memorial Barbecue on Monday, July 8 in Spiritwoods Memorial Park is a day worth remembering. Over a decade ago, they were both tragically shot and killed near Shell Lake while on duty. Everyone for miles around was in horror and disbelief that something like this could happen in our area. There will be free burgers and drinks for anyone between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. with a powwow dance and demonstration. Also, the RCMP are recruiting new members on this day. A new month and a half of 2024 has quickly disappeared. Many high school students have started temporary summer employment. Good for them because some businesses are in desperate need of help. July and August are a highlight for most people because of warm, hot weather. Have you noticed due to all of the precipitation farmers have done some baling of the tall grass growing in the ditches? 2 weeks ago I noticed in some places on Highway 16 between North Battleford and Saskatoon. In the past couple of years I've touched upon some local libraries and this week I'm highlighting Maymont's, which is under the Lakeland Library branch. Librarian Sherry Babineau has held this position since November 2019. She has resided in Maymont for the past 16 years and is a parent to two children. Hours of operation are Tuesday, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., Friday, 9 o'clock to 1 p.m., Saturday, 10 o'clock to 1 p.m., the book you require and not readily available? Sherry can easily order it if requested. A great reading summer program is now on for students with prizes to be won. Spiritwood Silver Buckle Bull Riding event scheduled for October 12th is looking for Queen contestants. This is the first annual Queen contest, which is a great fundraiser. The gals and their family members need time to get busy selling tickets. For more info, please call 306-824-0486. 5. Many individuals have been entertained with Cowboy Poetry and Western Music events. I met 8 years ago in Yuma, Arizona, Phyllis Rathwell and husband Larry Miller from Southern Alberta, in which I've become friends. On June 28 weekend, they were invited to the International Red Carpet Awards for Independent Artists in Creston, BC to be included on stage. They entertained in Mayfair approximately 7 years ago and were a big hit. Many enjoy the afternoon or evening of fun, laughs and music at these ever-so-popular gatherings. Montana Cowboy Poetry Gathering and Western Music Rendezvous August 8-11 in Lewiston, Montana. It's summertime and people who are fans of this type of entertainment travel great distances. Hoffnungsfelder, Fields of Hope, Mennonite Church at Glenbush is having a 10 a.m. church service in June, July and August. The first Sunday of these 3 months it will be at Rabbit Lake Mennonite Church, rural, at 10 a.m. The Rabbit Lake Hall Board wants to thank Landon and Pam Bacote of Lloydminster, the tent guy, for the donation of 50 folding chairs for Rabbit Lake Community Hall. Landon is the son of Larry and Laureen Bacote, who drove to Lloydminster to haul the chairs back. Saskatchewan Powerwood Pole Inspection is active in our rural area throughout the Battlefords. Hayden with Central Pole Inspection and Maintenance is the contractor with Sask Power. Rurally, there are 17,108 poles from May to August to get inspected for wear, tear and durability. Apparently, the RCMP informed the towns and villages that this contractor was present in the area. Many lakes will be bustling with children participating in Red Cross swimming lessons. Most regional and provincial parks have lessons advertised on their websites. Of course, these parks have an overabundance of people wanting to enjoy the outdoors with various sports. Please observe the speed limits posted or even drive slower, as one never knows if a kid unexpectedly darts across the road to retrieve their pets that has gotten away off its leash.